being as a director of food services that the government's saying you have to do, but the kids don't do?
Besides the pasta.
We see a loss in participation. Our meal participation's clearly decreased as a result, not so much from the whole grains initially. When the requirement was 50%, we did okay because that was as simple as move to whole grain breads, and mm-hmm. the kids embraced those and did really well. But when they said the 100%, we lost really noticeably participation because the pastas they loved went away, the rices that they loved went away.
Do you ever
and
get
we
them
had
back?
Whole grain versions. Sometimes. But it's a challenge. Like, it's steadily growing now. Like, they've discovered that spaghetti isn't whole grain pasta anymore, and so then they'll eat it again. I think the hugest loss came from that smart snacks rule. And so those kids that are just snack eaters are those kids who always want a snack with lunch. Some of their favorite snacks went away. Our cookie was revamped. We still use Otis Funkmeyer. But it's a whole grain, low-fat version of it. Clearly, not as yummy as a traditional Otis Funkmeyer cookie.
I think that brings up the complete argument is I'm sending my kids to school with lunch because what you serve isn't healthy enough. What you're serving mm-hmm. is too healthy.
Right. I think that's a lot of it. Because it's just not what they want. Their favorite beverages and drinks are gone. They were either too large of a serving or too much sugar. Like, for example, a simple one, Gatorade. Gatorade can only be in a high school. We shrunk it down to a 12-ounce, mm-hmm. but still, it's not approved for use in a middle school. And we have middle school students that really, really enjoy Gatorade. They cannot buy it at school.
Just because of that's and how so, the law is.
Right. Because of the regulation, it's not an approved beverage for that age group.
We're talking
and so
with
things
that.
Like that, we had good a la carte sales on, and that's income that's just gone.
We're talking wow. with Hattie Jackson, who is the director of
Hattie
food
Johnson.
Services. Johnson, I'm sorry, I said Jackson, at the MCCSC. You've been doing this for 10 years at MCCSC, mm-hmm. 37 years in food services overall. Let me ask you a question. I see newspaper stories about schools that say that lunch that the kid brought from home isn't okay to be had in this school. Do you worry about what the kids who bring their own lunch deal with in the school?
I guess I don't worry about it, but some SAG lunches that kids bring home, when I look at them, it like confirms that kids don't really care for our healthier version of lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly the parent that made some of these SAG lunches don't either, because they're filled with regular mm-hmm. chips and snacks.
Twinkies.
Yeah, Twinkies yeah. and all those kinds of things. And I'm like, I wouldn't necessarily put that on the healthy radar.
But
it's clearly what that child wants and what is acceptable to that parent.
Let me ask you a question, because I've been to a couple of schools and seen this. I ride on an airline and they hand out peanuts and they never say a word about that. But there are schools that there are peanut-free zones. Mm-hmm. Is that something you have to worry about as the director of food services?
We do, because we have a good number of kids with allergies. We worry about all their allergies. But I think peanut is most prevalent in our district. And so pretty much all the elementary schools and some of the high school ones even still, they'll make a session for kids who have real severe peanut problems.
Right.
And no one can sit at that table but them. So if they got a buddy that brought lunch from home, because we don't know what was in that lunch and how it was done, he can't sit with his buddy that day if his buddy has a peanut allergy.
Wow.
We have alerts on our point of sale for all allergies, whether a kid is lactose intolerant or has a peanut issue or maybe he can't do soy. When they enter their lunch pin number, that message pops up to alert the cashier to scan the tray and see if something's there that should not be.
Oh, that's good.
To try and help those kids along. Mm-hmm.
Now, when kids are in the lunch line and they say, hey, when's pizza day? How much flexibility do you have of how that menu changes, or do you have a set kind of rotator that you know based on federal regulations?
We do a five-week menu cycle. And so all of our targets pretty much for calories, fat, all those things, it's an average across the week that we have to hit. So within the week, we can jockey things about, which
okay,
is a
cool.
good thing, because sometimes your delivery may short you
yeah.
on an ingredient. It's like, okay, now what? I've got to make a change. So we can move things around within the week. As long as we hit those right targets at the end of the week, we're okay. The frustration I get for kids that eat according to the menu, you know, decide they'll eat with us or bring a lunch, is when that changes.
Yeah.
And so kitchen managers are instructed to notify the principal so he can get a message home. Tomorrow's menu has to change. We were shorted on whatever ingredients.
Yeah, because when it's not pizza, when it says pizza day and it's not pizza day, nobody's happy.
Right. It's not a happy day for that student. It's not a happy day for us because we hear about it.
Hattie, before we let you go, what new federal regulation do you have to live with this year?
This year we did not get any changes.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Did you call that
impacted kids. There was some change in how to calculate prices for adult meals, but for the kids and what the meal is made of, they absolutely changed nothing. I thought I was faint.
Did you call them back and say, are you sure?
No, for fear that they might say, oh, we forgot to tell you.
That's right. Hattie, if any parent has any questions about those dietary restrictions or options or standards you have to meet, what's the easiest way they can get a hold of you to ask you some questions about it?
We are at 812-349-4762. And we have a food service webpage with a lot of info and other ways, email and all that, to contact us.
Yeah, and then obviously the lunch calendars are up online as well. People
Absolutely,
can see that on the
yeah,
app and everything else.
And they can
else.
Get it on the app and everything else.
Awesome. Well, keep cooking and keep those federal regulations. I'd hate to see the whiteboard in your office. I bet it's six blocks along there. But we appreciate your time and
thank you.
Keep putting up the good fight. Thanks, Hattie. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you guys. Have a great day.